Okay, this is practice 7.5 plus 8 is. More halachas have to do with connections to cases and the ability to testify. Because we're going to expand the worldview a bit here. So any testimony that will benefit the person testifying in a meiva, right? He cannot testify because it's as if he's testifying concerning himself. Let's say the people of the city come to complain about, let's say, the bathhouse or some of the infrastructure in the streets. So none of the members of the city can actually testify in such a manner below done and can't judge it. Until they, in some contractual manner, remove themselves from being part of the city, so to speak. Then only after that can they testify or adjudicate the case. Let's say a sefer Torah is stolen from the inhabitants of the city. Right, so since it's intended to be listened by everyone from the community, which therefore means it's impossible for someone to really, in a sense, remove his ownership or shared ownership of the Sefer Torah. Then they can't, what do you call it, adjudicate. This can't be adjudicated by the judges of the city. And he can't bring a proof for the members of the city. Right, let's say someone says, give like $100 to the poor people of my city. At that point, he cannot adjudicate, that thing cannot be adjudicated by the judges of the city. They even being Ryan Manchios here, and you can't prove that this statement was made from the people of the city. And our government is supply smuchim. This is when the poor people depend on them for charity, the post can land staka, right? And they set aside staka for them. Afilu Amru two people from the city say, Anu Nasan Davar Katsavalenu, Vinoid, and they say, for instance, we'll give this, like, let's say $50 required of us. And then let us testify. Inshallah, then listen to them. Shana'u lahem, because it's beneficial to them. She's asru aniyam elu, that the poor people will become wealthier. Hold the smuchin al since they are dependent on the people who live in the city. Hain kol yotze bazeh. Karka shemin shnei shutvin. Let's say you have a case where two people are part own co-owned land. Shabam a'er lahotzia mitachat yadashutav. The one comes along to take the what do you call it to protest and take and remove himself from the partnership and take what belongs to him. So he cannot testify on behalf of his partner about this land until he removes himself from it. The right, and has a pure what do you call it, a transaction that was given to the partner. The and when the let's say the person, the creditor, comes to collect, they tar from the yadashutaf, right? And at that point, what do you call it, he takes it from the partner. Mishamo the man, pay him, Archa from Aid, and then at that point, can he actually testify against him, the man called, or on his behalf? I think from Yotzibazan. Hey, Ha'orer, Al Hatzadeh. So let's say a person also challenges the ownership of the field, Imeshwa Peros, if it has what do you call produce in Aris Meilolea. A sharecropper can't testify regarding the case. So he wrote to Aris Lamidabia, because it's in the sharecropper's best interest for this to remain in the hands of the owner, Kadishito Chokol Peros, so he can take a portion of the fruits. But there's no produce in the field, he can testify. About socher, when it comes to someone who's a renter, so if he brings a rent with him and says, the Amar Kol Mishit describes Sodazu, he says, whoever is established as the owner of the field can take this. Then he can testify. But if he's already paid the rent to the owner, then in a maid he can't testify. Because if the field is taken by the person who's protesting, then you have to pay him for all the rent that he was there for, which again would be not to the benefit. Therefore, in a maid, he can't testify. Let's say Shimon borrows money and Reuven guarantees the loan. Yehuda comes to protest against Shimon. The borrower, he takes land from his possession. If Shimon has a different field, can I get a chov against the debt? Reuven ha'arev, right? So then Reuven, who's the guarantor, he can testify concerning he gets no benefit from this. Because if Yehuda takes this field, then Shimon has that the creditor can take. So too, a person who purchases the field can testify on behalf of someone who purchased the field from the same seller that bought it after him. That's his field. Can I get the Mesadashal? As long as the seller of the field has like a field that has no debts or means attached to it against the value of the field from the first purchaser. There's no benefit for the first purchaser, no, for the field, for the second purchaser remaining in that second purchaser's possession. Shapilo Nitra, because even if the field's taken away from him, Lokeach Rishon HaMocher, Hu Chozer, right? Even the field is taken from him, he can get money back from the seller, and there's another field which he can collect what's owed to him. That's Parak Tesvav. We'll continue with Parak Tesnayim next time.